Spencer.
The tobacco topic has been a huge topic during the lockdown, especially in South Africa. You can't buy cigarettes. A lot of people, though, they need their eentjie. Hulle moet rook, rook moet hulle rook. They find cigarettes somewhere. A lot of illegal cigarettes going around, I guess. On the line is a writer of the book Dirty Tobacco, Spies, Lies, and Mega Profits. She used to be a former SARS lawyer. And she has lost a share in this book. Just telling us a little bit more about the book and what you can expect. We have on the line this morning, Talita, talking about these cigarettes that people are buying illegally. I mean, who makes these cigarettes? Are they legitimate? Are they safe?
Well, look, so again, historically, before the lockdown, I think it was pretty clear that by far the majority of the illicit market consisted of real, authentic cigarettes on which the tax had simply not been paid. So in other words, they were made in regulated tobacco factories. So that accounted for by far the vast majority of the illicit market. So in fact, globally, we know that only a very small percentage of the cigarette market is actually counterfeit. But when you look at what we've been seeing in social media, especially recently, where people are posting photos of cigarette brands that they suddenly started smoking, I think there's a very real risk that the percentage of counterfeit cigarettes that are made in factories that are not regulated is definitely on the increase.
Sure.
And these cigarettes are far more dangerous than the legal cousins that are made in regulated factories.
And all this speculation of personal ties to the tobacco trade by certain ministers, do you think there's any truth in that?
Well, I've tried to really dig into that story, and I haven't found any evidence that would support the contention that there are links between ministers and the tobacco industry.
Okay.
So there is no hard evidence to that effect.
How long do you think it's still going to be like this with a ban tobacco smoking?
You know, that's really hard to say. I guess the first thing is it depends on how quickly we get the court judgment from the FETA challenge, which, again, I'm surprised that it's taken so long. But government is likely to take that judgment on appeal. You know, if we just look at how they've taken other recent judgments on appeal, I don't think it's easy to predict when this will be lifted. You know, also government seems to make certain concessions and then seems to backtrack on them. So I guess we're all hopeful that people can start buying legal cigarettes again at level 2. But government is playing its cards so close to its chest that it's really difficult to predict.
And just lastly, if it is such a well-known fact within certain circles that these big tobacco companies are involved with, smuggling cigarettes, the underworld, the black market, why is it so hard to stop them? I mean, are people too far in their pockets? Is it too risky? What is the situation?
So at some point, we know that SARS was making a concerted effort to hold the big tobacco companies to account in particular. And how that played out was that most of the executives at SARS lost their jobs. Most of them faced criminal charges. And I think when you look at the facts, there seems to be a clear case that they lost their jobs because they stepped on big tobacco codes. So, yes, it's risky taking on big tobacco because it has the potential to come at a big personal cost.
Wow. Don't you have a fear for your safety if they are that powerful?
I am not a threat. I don't pose a particular threat to big tobacco companies. Their own documents pose a threat to them. Their own evidence that they recorded over the years, all of that stuff, pose a real threat to them. So, I'd like to think I maybe shine a light on some of the evidence, but as an individual, I hope or like to think that I'm not a particular threat to them simply because, the evidence existed before I started together.
Gripping stuff. Listen, thanks for the chat, Talita. Take care of yourself. We'll chat again soon.
Excellent. Good talking to you. Thanks.
Those are the views of Talita Snikers in her book, Dirty Tobacco, Spies, Lies, and Mega Profits.
Wake up. With Martin Besser on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.